السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. زندہ مذہب وہی مذہب ہے جس میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی.
حضور says that a living religion is that religion in which the manifestation of Allah the Almighty's might and power is perpetually witnessed. Today it is not only a claim made that it is a living religion, rather its practical demonstration and proof is given only and only by Islam. The God of Islam is that God who today also, to whomsoever he desires, whenever he so desires, can make one Kaleem, the one he communicates with, the one he speaks to. He is that God who listens to people who pray and he responds to them and he displays the manifestation of his might. In this era, in order to demonstrate the manifestation of his power in accordance with his promises, which the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had prophesied would be fulfilled in this era. Accordingly, God Almighty commissioned the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Thus, today, it is Jamaat Ahmadiyya alone, which is that sect amongst the Muslims, that today also believes God Almighty to possess all His attributes and believes God to be omnipotent and all-powerful. Jamaat Ahmadiyya is firmly established on the belief that Allah the Almighty, even today, possesses all those powers and mights. He displays all those powers and mights as He has done so for eternity. However, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who is Khatamul Anbiya, the seal of all the prophets, after his advent, God, the Supreme, had decreed that now the means of obtaining all types of blessings and all types of rewards and the path leading to God the Exalted can only be achieved through Hazrat Khatamul Anbiya, Muhammad Mustafa, the seed of all the prophets, the chosen one Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, peace be upon him, of Qadian, the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, is that perfect ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who Allah the Supreme sent in this era for the rejuvenation and second phase of Islam. And Allah the Almighty had made the promise with the promised Messiah alayhi salam of the takmeel tablighi hadayat, that is, the completion of the dissemination or the propagation of the faith. Regarding this living God, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, has written in one of his literatures, "Our soul and every particle of our being are prostrate before the mighty, true, and perfect God, from whose hand every soul and every particle of creation, together with all its faculties, came into being, and through whose support every being is sustained. Nothing is outside his knowledge, nor is it outside his control, and nor is anything outside his creation. We call thousands of blessings and peace on this holy and noble Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, through whom we have found that living God, who gives us proof of his existence through his word. He demonstrates to us through extraordinary signs his shining countenance, which possesses eternal and perfect power. Thus we found the messenger who manifested God to us, and we found the God who created everything through his perfect power. How majestic is his power, that nothing came into being without it, and nothing can continue to exist without its support. That true God of ours possesses countless blessings, numberless powers, and innumerable beauties and beneficences. There is no other God besides him. Hazrat says, "Therefore, this is our living God, who the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, showed to us. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Regarding the rank and status of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, states, when we observe fairly and justly, we find one from all the series of prophets who is of the highest rank, the stalwart, the living prophet, who is the most dear to God the Supreme. In other words, the chief of the prophets, the pride and the crown of all the messengers, whose name is Muhammad, the chosen one, Ahmad Mustaba, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, by walking under his shadow for just 10 days. By walking under his shadow for just 10 days, one obtains that light which before him could not be obtained in 1,000 years. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, inviting the entire world towards Islam, he says, "O all ye who dwell upon the earth, and O all the human souls that are in the east or in the west, I invite you towards this most emphatically, that the true religion on the earth is now Islam alone, and the true God is alone that God who is described in the Holy Quran, and the Prophet who has everlasting spiritual life, and who is seated on the throne of glory and holiness, is Muhammad, the chosen one, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The proof of his spiritual life and holy majesty is that by following him and loving him, we become recipients of the Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Spirit, and are favored with the bounty of converse with God and witness heavenly signs." Hazur says, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, as a stalwart of Islam, rendered speechless the opponents of Islam. He did so not only with arguments and rationality, rather he also did so with God Almighty's special help, succor and signs. He presented before the world those matters. He prophesied those things that could only have been known by the Alimul Ghaib God, the God who is a knower of the unseen. Then the world witnessed that those prophecies that the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, had prophecies being informed by God Almighty, they were fulfilled most spectacularly and magnificently with the supporting signs from God the Supreme. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, had an intense burning passion for Islam. In this light, the manner in which he challenged and addressed those who tried to degrade the status and rank of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and explained to them, and the manner in which he would supplicate to God the Almighty for the opponents of Islam to be rendered speechless. This has been depicted in the Seerah of Sahaba, the life presented by the companions, and also in various writings of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam. This is expressed abundantly. In order to render speechless the opponents, we find in the writings of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam numberless prayers and supplications, and these were not for the purpose of raising his own status. Rather, he did so in order to prove the superiority of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He possessed within him great fervor and passion, and this is why he would pray most intensely. Amongst these signs, there is one sign. As a result of the prayers of the Promised Messiah, may be peace, Allah the Almighty guided him. And Allah the Almighty said to him that, go to Hoshiarpur and go there for a retreat in supplication. During this time, Allah the Almighty granted him a sign of a promised son. Every Ahmadi knows this prophecy as the prophecy of Muslihimo, the prophecy of the promised reformer. This is a great prophecy that within an appointed time a son would be born, and he would have such and such qualities which are all mentioned within this prophecy, that he would have a long life, etc. For all these specific qualities to be mentioned proved that this was a phenomenal prophecy. For those who came after this prophecy, this was most certainly a means of strengthening their faith, who witnessed every word of this prophecy be fulfilled. The various types of achievements that the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, had mentioned regarding his promised son, this was all fulfilled with the advent of the Muslih Ma'ud, the promised reformer. Nonetheless, right now I shall present the words of this prophecy. We have heard this many a times, and in the jalsas that will be held in the near future, you will also hear the words of this prophecy, which was published in Majmu'a Ishtiharat, the compilation of the announcements of the Promised Messiah on whom be peace. The Promised Messiah on whom be peace stated, by revelation of God the Almighty, the Lord of honor and glory, the merciful, benevolent, exalted, who has power to do all that he wills, glory be to him and exalted be his name, has vouchsafed to me the following revelation. I confer upon thee a sign of my mercy according to thy entreaties. Thus I have honored thy prayers with acceptance through my mercy and your journey. Hazur says, this is the journey that I mentioned where the Promised Messiah alayhi salam was told to go to Hoshiarpur for a 40-day retreat. The revelation from God continues, and I have blessed this thy journey. A sign of power, mercy and nearness to me is bestowed on thee. A sign of grace and beneficence is awarded to thee, and thou art granted the key of success and victory. O victorious one, peace be on thee. Thus does God speak so that those who desire life may be rescued from the grip of death, and those who are buried in the graves may emerge therefrom, so that the superiority of Islam and the dignity of God's word may become manifest unto the people, and so that truth may arrive with all its blessings and falsehood may depart with all its ills, so that people may understand that I am the Lord of power and do what I will. Hazur says, in other words, God is all powerful, he does whatsoever he wills. So God continues, and so that they may believe that I am with thee, and so that those who do not believe in God and deny and reject his religion and his book and his holy messenger Muhammad the chosen one, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, may be confronted with a clear sign, and the way of the guilty ones may become manifest. Rejoice therefore that a handsome and a pure boy will be bestowed on thee. Thou will receive an intelligent youth. He will be of thy seed, and he will be of thy progeny. A handsome and pure boy will come as your guest. His name is Emmanuel and Bashir. He has been invested with the Holy Spirit, and he will be free from all impurity. He is a Nurullah, the light of Allah. Blessed is he who comes from the heavens. He will be accompanied by grace, which shall arrive with him. He will be characterized by grandeur, greatness and wealth. He will come into the world and will heal many of the ills through his messianic qualities and through the blessings of the Holy Spirit. He is the Kalimatullah, the word of Allah, for Allah's mercy and honor have equipped him with the word of majesty. He will be extremely intelligent and understanding, and he will be meek of heart, and he will be filled with secular and spiritual knowledge. He will convert three into four. It is Monday, a blessed Monday. Sun, delight of the heart, high-ranking, noble, a manifestation of the first and the last, a manifestation of the true and the high, as if Allah has descended from heaven. His advent will be greatly blessed, and he will be a source of the manifestation of divine majesty. Behold, a light cometh, a light anointed by God with the perfume of his pleasure. He will pour his spirit upon him, and he will be sheltered under the shadow of God. He will grow rapidly in stature and will be the means of procuring the release of those held in bondage. His fame will spread to the ends of the earth, and people will be blessed through him. He will then be raised to a spiritual station in heaven. This is a matter decreed. So this was published in Majmua Ijtihadat, Volume 1. As I stated, the person who fulfilled this prophecy was indeed Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, the second Khalifa. In 1944, Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Sani announced himself that Allah the Almighty informed him that he was the Musliha Maud, the promised reformer. It is in happiness of the fulfillment of this prophecy that we celebrate Musliha Maud Day, and we hold jalsas in this regard, as I stated, that in the coming days there will be jalsas held to this effect. And these are held for the reason that every member of the Jamaat is aware that this was a phenomenal prophecy that was fulfilled most spectacularly. Here I should mention, for those persons who are influenced by worldliness, and this is something that I have stated before, that people often raise this question, and they raise this question regarding birthdays. These are people who desire to celebrate birthdays. They want to celebrate their own birthdays. They have insufficient religious knowledge. As I said, they are influenced heavily by worldliness. And what they say is, if we celebrate Musliha Maud Day, then why do we not celebrate the birthdays of other Khulafa? And then they follow and say, why do we not celebrate birthdays generally? Actually, on the pretext of wanting to celebrate the birthday of other Khulafa, they desire to celebrate their own birthdays. Therefore, here I want to explicitly clarify that the birthday of Hadhrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmed, may Allah be pleased with him, is not celebrated. Indeed, Hadhrat Khalifatul Masih Sani was born on 12 January 1889. And this prophecy, which is a magnificent prophecy, was made 3 years before he was born. So therefore, it is the day of that prophecy that is celebrated, which is on 20th February 1886. And this prophecy was made for the rejuvenation and second phase of Islam. And in this light, it is a landmark prophecy. After this clarification, I would like to say that I will only take up 2 points in this prophecy. There are numerous aspects of this prophecy that are normally related. Here, I will only mention 2. One, that who did the promised Messiah on whom be peace declare was the Musliha Maud, the promised reformer. And secondly, what were the heartfelt feelings and sentiments of Hadrat Musliha Maud regarding Islam, regarding the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and regarding the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community at large. There is insufficient time to go over all the words of the prophecy and take them point by point, because there are 52 points in the prophecy. Anyhow, I will only speak about these two aspects. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace himself, declared Hadrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad as the fulfillment of this prophecy. He believed that he was the fulfillment of this prophecy. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states in his book Taryaqul Qulub, which is in Rahani Khazain, Volume 15, page 219. Regarding the birth of Mahmud, my eldest son, in an announcement on 10 July 1888, and also in the announcement of 1st December 1888, which was published on a green leaflet, a prophecy was made. It was also written in this green leaflet that the name of this son who would be born would be named Mahmud. This announcement was published amongst hundreds of thousands of people before the birth of Mahmud. As a result, this green leaflet can be found in numerous homes of our opponents. Similarly, the announcement of 10 July 1888 must be present in everyone's homes. When the news of this prophecy had spread to maximum levels, and no sect remained amongst the Muslims, the Christians, and the Hindus who were unaware of this prophecy, then, through Allah's grace and mercy, on 12 January 1889, which relates to 9 Jamadiyal Awal 1306, on Saturday, Mahmud was born. I provided news of his birth in this announcement under the heading of Takmeel-e Tabliq, that is, the completion of propagation, which was written in bold letters, and where the 10 conditions of birth, the Pledge of Allegiance, have also been included. On page 4 of this announcement, this revelation is found regarding this promised son in Persian, Air Fakhre Rusul. Air Fakhre Rusul. Qurb tu malumun shud dir amda zera dur amda. In other words, O pride of the messengers, I am aware of your status near to God. You have come late and from afar. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, in his book Siraj al-Munir, which is volume 12 in Ruhani Khazain, on page 36, he states, I made the fifth prophecy regarding my son Mahmud, that he would be born now and his name would be Mahmud. Green paper was used to publish this announcement. And this is present even now, and this has been spread amongst thousands of people. In accordance with this prophecy, that son was born in the appointed time and he is now in his 9th year of age. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, in Haqiqat al-Wahi, which is volume 22 of Ruhani Khazain, on page 373, he says, when my son passed away, then the foolish Maulvis, that is, as he says, the son who passed away previously, the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, so the Maulvis, their cohorts, the Christians and the Hindus rejoiced at his demise. But they were repeatedly reminded that it is also found in the words of the prophecy of 20 February 1886 that some of the children will pass away. Thus it was necessary that one of the children would die in infancy. Yet people would not refrain from their objections. Then God Almighty gave me the glad tiding of another son. Therefore on the 7th page of this green announcement, the glad tiding of this other son being born has been given, that a second Bashir will be granted, whose other name is Mahmud. Although, until now, 1st September 1888, he has not been born, but in accordance with the promise of God the Supreme, he will most certainly be born in the given time. The heavens and earth can move, but his prophecies and promises will not. Hazur says, this is page 7 of the green announcement, and the promised Messiah alayhi salam is referring to this in Haqiqat al-Wahi. And he says, in accordance with this, in January 1889, a son was born, and he was named Mahmud. And with the grace of Almighty Allah, he is alive till now, and he is in the 19th year of his life. Then, in Taryaqul Qulub, which is volume 15 of Ruhani Khazain, on page 214, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam writes, "Before the birth of my first son, who is still alive and whose name is Mahmud, I was shown that he would be born in a vision. And I saw his name written on the wall of a mosque as Mahmud. Then, in order to publish this prophecy, I publish an announcement on green paper. The date of its publication is 1st December 1888. This publication on 1st December 1888 was published and spread amongst thousands of people. I still possess with me many of these leaflets. Then in Zamima Anjam-e-Atam, which is the 11th volume of Ruhani Khazain, on page 299, the Promised Messiah, on whom be peace, writes, another sign is that there are three sons. Before the birth of all of them, the news of their coming was given. Subsequently, Mahmud, who is the eldest son, regarding his birth, in the brief prophecy, it was written with his name Mahmud specifically regarding the death of the previous son. And this was published like a leaflet on green paper or pages. Hazur says, thus, the Promised Messiah, on whom be peace, believed his son, Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with him, to be the fulfillment of the promised son, who brought about a revolution in the world. Many people raise objections even today. This is why I have clarified this matter. Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Sani al-Musleh Maud, the second Khalifa, the promised reformer, his 52-year period of Khilafat is a magnificent and clear fulfillment of this prophecy. His writings, his speeches are filled with that zealous and fervent passion in his heart to establish the status of Islam and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in the entire world. His knowledge and spiritual awareness is an open proof that God, the Almighty, granted him with abundant religious and secular knowledge. In short, these 52 qualities relating to him, or according to some, 58 qualities, if they are assessed, then all of these points or qualities mentioned within the prophecy, they have all been fulfilled in the life of Hadrat Musleh Maud. As I stated, that with this reference also, I would like to mention some aspects. I will also present some references from the speeches and writings of Hadrat Musleh Maud. From this, the great resolve of his is manifest, and his firm determination and steadfastness is also made evident. In one place in a speech, he states, when the messengers or saints of Allah the Almighty are sent, every person who enters their community believes that the work of the faith should be carried out by none other than me. When he comprehends this, in order to fulfill this mission, he utilizes all his capabilities and strengths. It can be said, in other words, he becomes crazy in this work. After the demise of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, there was talk from people that perhaps his demise was untimely. These people did not state that, God forbid, he was false, but, as Hazur says, because they did believe in the promised Messiah alayhi salam, but these voices were being raised from Ahmadi. So he continues, but they would say that he passed away at such a time when he had not conveyed the message of Allah the Almighty adequately. Also, they said that some of his prophecies had not been fulfilled. He says, at the time I was 19 years of age, when I heard people saying such things, I went and stood before the body of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, and I addressed God Almighty and supplicated to him, O Lord, this person was your beloved until he was alive. In order to establish your faith, he made every sacrifice. Now, when you have called him to return to you, people are stating that his death was untimely. It is quite possible that this could be a means of stumbling for those persons who say such things, or for other people. And this could disturb the unity of the Jamaat. For this reason, O Allah, I pledge to you that even if the entire Jamaat turns away from your faith, I will give my entire life for it. At that time, I considered that I alone would carry out this work. This is an aspect that, at the age of 19, within my heart, ignited such a burning passion that my entire life I dedicated for the service of the faith, and I left aside all other objectives, and I only kept before me this one purpose, that I alone must continue that work for which the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, was sent for. That resolve that was formulated in my heart at that time, I cherish that even today. And that pledge that I made, standing in front of the body of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, that proves to be a guide for me and takes me along the way. That is the same pledge that today keeps me firmly established upon my intention and resolve, such that hundreds of thousands of storms raised in opposition against me, but they came before this resolute rock and were entirely defeated and frustrated. Every scheme, every effort, and every machination of the opponents which they undertook against me, that was turned upon them themselves. And with Allah the Almighty's special grace, at every occasion He granted me success and victory, to the extent that those very people who at the time of the demise of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, on whom be peace, would say that his demise was untimely, looking at the success of his mission, they are left dumbfounded and awestruck. This was a speech of Hazrat Musleha Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, which he delivered in one of his gatherings. After this, he continues in this same vein, and he also addressed the Jamaat. He said that it is the responsibility of every member of the Jamaat to develop a spirit within them that the work of the religion must be carried out by them. They must consider that the work of religion, the work of continuing the mission of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, is mine. Therefore, make a pledge, and he who pledges this, that in every condition and in every circumstance, I will give precedence to my faith over everything else. Then, Hadhrat Musleh Maud says, then it should be considered that after accepting and believing in the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, you would have achieved that purpose for which you are striving to achieve. Because that purpose is this, that his mission must be further, that is the mission of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. So Hadhrat Musleh Maud continues that if you develop this spirit, then no difficulty will seem difficult to you. All difficulties and hardships that are encountered along the route will appear trivial and have no significance. Then, expressing his heartfelt sentiments of love and passion for Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in one place, that is, Hadrat Khalifatu Masih Sani, the second Khalifa, the actual thing in the world is the creation of Islamistan. He says, from the name Islam, the actual thing in the world is the creation of Islamistan. We must unite all Muslims once again at one hand. We must once again raise the flag of Islam in all countries of the world. We must once again convey the name of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, with respect and honor in the corners of the world. We are joyous when the flag of Pakistan is raised. We are joyous when the flag of Egypt is raised. And we are also joyous when the flag of Arab countries are raised. We are happy when the flag of Iran is raised. But we will only be truly happy when all the countries unite and lay the foundation for Islamistan. We want to reinstate the splendor and magnificence of Islam from times before. We want to establish the governance of Allah in the world. We must establish the governance of the Holy Prophet in the world. We must establish justice and equity in the world. And based on this justice and equity, we must make Pakistan the first step of this Islamic union. This is Islamistan, which will establish true peace in the world. Azur says, if only the public and the leaders and the so-called religious ulama of Pakistan would comprehend and understand this. So Hadhrat Musleh Maud continues that everyone will be granted their rights. It will establish true peace and everyone will be granted their rights. Where Russia and America failed, only Makkah and Medina, inshallah, will be successful. He says that at this time, this seems to be the imagination of a lunatic. But many people who bring about amazing revolutions are called lunatics at a time. If people called me a lunatic, I would therefore not be ashamed. There is a burning passion in my heart, a zeal, a fervor, which keeps me restless at all times. I want to transform Islam from a status of disgrace and put it into a status of honor. I once again want to reinstate the name of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the corners of the earth. I want to once again establish the governance of the Holy Quran in the entire world. I am not aware if all of this will be fulfilled in my life or after me, but I am aware that in the lofty building of Islam, I want to lay a brick with my own hands, or I want to lay so many bricks in this building of Islam that Allah the Almighty enables me to do so. I want to complete this incredible and magnificent building of Islam, or I want to elevate this building of Islam to the extent that Allah the Almighty enables me to do so. And every particle of my body and every strength of my soul, with the grace of Almighty Allah, is going to be spent in this cause. And no power, however major in the world, can stand in the way of this resolve of mine. Hazuru says, therefore, this is that promised son of greatest resolve who opened his heartfelt feelings and sentiments before us. Today, when we celebrate this Muslim Aud Day, then the true Muslim Aud Day will be when this fervor and zeal is created in the majority of us. That our objectives are very lofty, are very high. And for the obtaining of these objectives, we need to display great courage and great resolve. We would also need to inculcate great reformation within ourselves. We need to transform ourselves piously. We need to establish a connection with Allah the Almighty. We need to form a zeal for Islam within us. And whilst forming passionate affection for the Holy Prophet ﷺ in our heart, we must express that and demonstrate it. When the promised Messiah alayhi salam was informed by Allah the Almighty of a son who would possess incredible qualities, this also entailed a deeper meaning, that the mission of the promised Messiah on whom be peace would not be limited only to your life. That mission which you have taken up, that is not limited to only your life. In fact, one of your sons who would be of the highest resolve, the greatest determination, and who would be unique in this respect, and who would be your representation in order to spread the message of Islam in the world, and who in order to entrench the flag of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world would remain restless at heart. And this would not remain limited to that promised son. Rather, after him as also, to continue that mission to spread the message to the entire world, Allah the Almighty promised to the promised Messiah alayhi salam regarding the Qudrat Thaniya, the second manifestation which would remain until the end of time, which would go on continuing this work. And the Qudrat Thaniya, the second manifestation, would be granted such helpers of the faith, would, in order to fulfill the mission of the true servant of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, be helpers of the second manifestation in the shape of Khilafat. So therefore, where today the prophecy of Muslihima, the promised reformer, is a sign of the truthfulness of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, this also focuses our attention towards the fact that the son who was promised to the promised Messiah alayhi salam by Allah would possess many excellences. And that promised son, the manner in which he zealously and fervently displayed to the Jamaat the means of advancing forward by granting us a beautiful Nizam, that is a system and structure alongside the system of Tarbiyat, of moral training of the Jamaat, in order to convey the beautiful message of Islam in the entire world. He consolidated such a beautiful structure and system which on a daily basis manifests itself in a new splendor. In order to strengthen this system further, every single Ahmadi must play his or her respective roles. Today, with the grace of Almighty Allah, this system is established in Arab countries. It is established in other countries of Asia. This system is established in African countries, in European countries, in America, in Australia, and this system is established even on the islands. Thus, wherever there are Ahmadis who have established a Jamaat and who are a part of this system or organization, they must also give special attention towards the fact that we must not limit this only to our self-reformation. We must also cater for the well-being of our future generations. We must incline in their hearts that you must become a part of this Nizam, this system, and that great purpose, which is to entrench the flag of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the entire world and establish the oneness of Allah the Almighty. Never forget that purpose. And for this, be prepared to make every sacrifice. And do not sit satisfied until you achieve this objective. You need to infuse the spirit in the future generations that never let die this great purpose. Therefore, as I said, in every corner of the earth, Jamaat Ahmadiyya has been established, and that voice that emanated from Qadian has already been conveyed all over the world. And this message being spread all over the world, despite unfavorable circumstances, Hadhrat Musleh Maud had a great hand to play in this. So therefore, when we hold Jalsa to celebrate the fulfillment of the prophecy of the promised reformer, the Musleh Maud, you need to form such a resolve and determination, and you need to foster such a spirit which will revive and renew your faith and your pledge. And you need to keep before you those desires and wishes that Hadhrat Musleh Maud has mentioned, which I have already related. That every Ahmadi living of a Muslim country should try to form an Islamistan. Such an Islamistan must be established, which our master and guide, the Holy Prophet, the Chosen One, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who was the mercy for all mankind, the Rahmatul Lil Alameen, which he desired to create. We need to make such an Islamistan, which gives the rights to Muslims and non-Muslims, and also establishes human values, so that the world can be aware that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the Muhsini Insaniyat, the benefactor to mankind. And this is an immense work which we will carry out, and which we must inform the world, we must present before mankind. We must make aware every Muslim country. This is also our purpose. That these are the aspects which the Holy Prophet ﷺ came for, and this is the mission to complete which the promised Messiah ﷺ was sent by Allah. And this is the mission which Jamaat Ahmadiyya must carry out today. We must inform every Muslim country of this, that these are our objectives and these are our purposes. If in our opposition they do not listen to what we have to say, then pray for them with great fervor and passion, because nobody can stop us from praying, that they come to understand all of this, whether it is Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or Egypt or Syria or Iran or Indonesia or Malaysia or Sudan or any Islamic country for that matter. We need to inform them that being divided can never give you strength. Your honor and dignity will only be established, and your sustenance is in this. And your power will only be in existence when you unite as one and you consider the grandeur and honor of Islam. This is the message we must convey to the Muslim countries. When within their countries and also in the neighboring places, they rise above sectarianism and then think. Today we must make efforts for Egypt. Today we must also make efforts for Syria. We must also convey this message for the people of Libya, that if you continue to give precedence to your tribes and sects, and you go on oppressing for this purpose, then you will yourselves be making your country hollow. Neither on a national level nor on the level of a Muslim Ummah will you gain any strength. In fact, you will continue to weaken, and non-Muslims will capture you in their grasp. Then, God forbid, once you come into the chains of slavery, you may become completely bound. Therefore, you need to convey this message to them that, wake up, and do not only be concerned about your personal interests. Do not unjustly support only your tribes and your groupings, or else you will lose everything. Instead of trying to maintain the individuality of nations, strive to establish the greatness and grandeur of Islam. Pay heed to the words of that person who was sent by Allah the Almighty to establish this greatness. Therefore, in order to achieve this immense purpose, explain appropriate to the situation and also pray. And with this, we, that is, Ahmadis of every country, must play their role in this regard. As I stated in the previous year also, that every Ahmadi amongst us must strive for the reformation of the world, and we must play the role of a Muslim, of a reformer, so that the purpose of the Muslim, the promised reformer, which in actuality is the effort to fulfill the mission of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, which in actuality is a great scheme to raise the flag of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the world, we would be able to achieve it. So therefore, this era, which is an era of increasing disorder and turmoil, in which the glances of the major powers are cast towards the resources of the Muslim countries. In this, we need to make great efforts, and us Ahmadis, in order to protect the Muslims and the Muslim community from the schemes and evils of the others, we need to make our efforts in our circles. And for this, most of all, the weapon we have is prayer. May Allah the Almighty give understanding and wisdom to the leaders and to the politicians of the Muslim countries, that they should rise above their vested interests. And the ulama, the religious scholars who believe themselves to be extremely knowledgeable, may Allah the Almighty grant them wisdom as well. And may they truly comprehend the Quranic teachings rather than being concerned about their personal interests. And rather than causing fights between politicians and others, they should adopt taqwa. And as I stated, the most beautiful solution to this is to listen to the voice of the Imam of the time and to implement what he said. May Allah enable also the public to increase in the light of perception and understanding. And despite observing the circumstances, may they not blindly follow those who are deprived of intelligence and wisdom, whether they are from the religious scholars or from amongst the leaders. May Allah make it so that as Hadrat Musleh Hamoud, may Allah be pleased with him, had expressed his desire, that we also witness a beautiful Islamistan. And this is the only solution that can save the world from its current disorder. May Allah make it so that the world understands this. Today again there is a funeral where the body is present here. I will lead this after the Friday prayers. I will go outside, but the rest of the congregation should remain here. This is of Azizam Sheikh Musawwar Ahmed, son of Sheikh Nasir Ahmed Sahib of Gillingham, who passed away on 14th February 2012 after a short period of illness at the age of 25. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He suffered from muscular dystrophy, and in this, as you go older, your muscles weaken. In Gillingham Jamaat, he held different positions and served in their capacity despite his disability. He would carry out his work with great responsibility and focus and concentration. He was on a wheelchair, but despite this, with great activeness and also great courage and valor, he would work and provide service. He would contribute to the jandas and also the schemes of the Jamaat. He was a pious person, one connected to the faith. He had a special connection with Khilafat. He was a very sincere and decent person. He was extremely intelligent and possessed many capabilities. Despite his disability, he completed his education and he was working in a bank as the assistant vice president. The other managers were extremely happy with his work. Apart from his parents, he leaves behind one brother. He also suffers from a similar ailment relating to the muscles. This boy, Aziz, is both the paternal and maternal grandson of the brother of Sheikh Mubarak Ahmed Sahib, who is a missionary in England. Perhaps may Allah the Almighty grant him forgiveness and also be pleased with him. May the parents and also the brother who are left behind be granted solace and comfort.
Alhamdulillah, na'hmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.